Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back again. The Tom and Tim Show coming to you live on Easter Sunday.
Hopping down the bunny trail. What about coyotes? Did you hear there was a hearing on the coyotes in Golden Gate Park, and people were coming up with all these ideas that would intimidate the coyotes. And one of them, I don't know, it was some kind of device, and it was wrapped in aluminum foil, and Compo said, gee, you know, it looks to me like a burrito. I don't know. I don't know if that would scare me away. North Carolina, nothing could be finer not to go to North Carolina. Yep. It does all of this, and you know, Georgia, their way, it's hanging fire, the governor, whether he signs these religious liberty things. I do find it interesting that, you know, some of the heavy hitters are the corporations that we often have issues with. But it's The Walking Dead, you know, is filmed in Georgia, my favorite show.
And they're going to walk.
And they're going to walk out, really. Speaking of The Walking Dead, that reminds me of the DCCC. No, I'm not getting... there was one of the most dumbass hit pieces and one of the local gay rags about it. It just really showed what a desperate state we're in around that body, and it really validated why we all do need to run so we can actually make some real
right, because
they're delusional.
Because it's really important for the fall supervisor races that the Democratic Party not be in the hands of the real estate industry, which it is right now. And that's kind of the bottom line in this, like, you know, party activists, elected officials, all that. We know those are all things that should be addressed. And there are all kinds of reforms we should do, like campaign finance reform and conflict of interest reform. Like, you know, should members of the DCCC, we don't want all of these former elected officials to run, but what about members of the DCCC who are campaign consultants who are voting on campaigns that they're getting paid to run?
Yeah, that's much different.
And that seems to be okay.
The only reason right now that they're against the electeds running is because, you know, they know that the electeds who have a great shot at winning would jeopardize their chances. And otherwise, it's Huzak Shugor. They had no problem with that before. But really, to say someone like John Burton has no interest in being in the DCCC, I mean, the guy's only been the chair of the Democratic Party.
And has only been active in the Democratic Party in San Francisco for like half a century or more.
Right. And, you know, the dumbass who wrote the thing, you know, she said something about, well, you know, I've never seen them around in my experience. You know, they've been here like for 2 seconds. And anyway, annoying, shows you how important this really is. You know, back to North Carolina, not that I, but of course The Walking Dead always reminds me of, I'm thinking of the past. You know, we had some advances, and this is how Harvey Milk and many of us got involved, was, in Dade County, and then in Oregon, we had non-discrimination clauses. And of course, along comes, you know, Anita Bryant, and, I am teaching that course at Skyline, and the students had never heard of Anita Bryant. So, I mean, there's so much to relate. But for those of you out there who remember, we all got in cars and went to Florida, Hank Wilson and so many people. And, we lost that. I mean, she did win at that moment. You know, it was repealed. And then in Oregon, too.
It got more people involved in the movement and more people energized in campaigns. And it also showed the bigots of the world that they weren't going to get this easily, that people were going to fight back.
And we also created a situation where, you know, the dyke, what's her name, Zoe Dunning, who doesn't like the reform slake, and Scott Wiener, who doesn't like nudity, we made the world safe for them, too.
That's exactly
but
right.
Now they're shitting all over that in terms of their social justice policies. I'm sure the African American community could look at us in the Asian community and say, absolutely. I mean, this has happened to us too. So, but I do take heart in the fact that there's so many young people involved now, and social media is such a different approach.
You know? Oh, and North Carolina's going to see all kinds of problems. People, no one's going to go there anymore. You know, I mean, it's like
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And then, speaking of small minds, So, you know, this issue has resurfaced around the homeless, the small houses. And I do remember a guy named Jim Reed. He was a little off kilter. I think he's gone now. But he ran for mayor and he ran for supervisor. And he was a very low-key kind of white guy. I believe he was gay. I'm not sure. Anyway, he had that idea. And he had it all planned out and what the houses would cost and what they'd look like. And, you know, basically, you know, we kind of poo-pooed it, you know. And so now here it's back front and center. And a little bird told me that, you know, the mayor somewhat stealthily, you know, he's cherry-picking now ideas like the state of emergency. I think he's getting so much pushback that he's now looking at other navigation centers. And, you know, we got to thank Campos for having the courage to step out on that, that this might be something legitimate. Not a permanent solution,
but you know,
give
again,
me shelter, baby.
I mean, it's been a rainy year, and you know, here the mayor wants to take away people's tents. They need shelter, and no, we don't think it's a permanent solution. But you know, neither is 6,000 people sleeping on the streets in the rain.
No,
it's not even a temporary solution. That's just a disaster. So yeah, it's, you know, we'll see what the mayor says about that.
And to show you, you know, I mean, and of course, and then the Chronicle. And their ilk, they actually wrote not a terribly ridiculing editorial about this issue, as they tend to do. But it was really pretty tepid, and they don't take any responsibility. And I do remember, and I went to a reunion on Friday of a labor union. It was a small union called Local 3, which is now morphed into something that's very progressive, OPIU. But it was around the people who work in the homeless shelters making a decent wage. And it was so contradictory to anything progressive to think, here's the people actually doing something. And, you know, some of them had been homeless. And it's a tough job because people were, were victims of substance abuse and mental health problems. It's not an easy job to work in a homeless shelter. And they were getting paid shit. And no one, I didn't remember this, but apparently no one of the other soups would respond. And they came to my office. So this was kind of like a reunion of all that. But, you know, we keep shooting ourselves in our foot about the homeless issue. And then you look at who's doing the shooting, you know, God forbid, you know, and it is the Chronicle and it is the Chamber. And it's only when something good comes up, they automatically poo-poo it.
So, well, and then along comes the mayor who's poo-pooing the idea of safe injection sites and a wet house, which, you know,
where
really,
is he from? Mayville?
I mean
this, we went through this with needle exchange. We went through this for condoms. I mean, you know, what century is he fucking operating on? And the Chronicle, too, and the editorial. Oh, well, we don't know about... They're so fucking parochial. They have no idea about the issue. You know when they're gonna get educated about it? When it happens to their own families. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, oh, well, little Johnny, you know, maybe little Johnny Diaz. As you know, maybe we should have, you know, a wet needle injection. You know,
I mean,
Jesus
Christ. How long has it been that we have known in this city that harm reduction is an important part of public health?
Hello, and, HIV. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, folks, harm reduction is a part of public health. And if we can get people into shelter where they're not dying on the streets and they're you know, would you rather have them alcoholics in a shelter where they're getting counseling and they're not dying on the streets, or have them out on the streets?
I swear to God, you know, if you listen, in and around all these institutions that are against it, there's plenty of wet houses. They're just called the bars that they go to, you know, after work, you know.
Exactly.
And then navigation center. So now, speaking about Easter, the mayor has come to Jesus and apparently is investigating a navigation center, perhaps around Civic Center. And I know that there could be one in the works around the port. But, you know, he wasn't going to move on these things unless he was prodded.
And let's remember, it was only a few weeks ago that Sam Dodge, his homeless person, came to the Board of Supervisors and said, we can't do it. It can't be done. It's going to be 6 months to a year. And then, oh, we have a declaration of emergency coming up. I better get on the stick. Now it looks like there could be one in a couple of months.
And then, they're still out to lunch about the injection centers. I mean, it's just a little prick. Certainly they know about little pricks in the middle. Jesus.
Right. Well, before we close, I'm just going to tell you, we're talking about the wet houses and the homeless people. I remember a few years ago, Tom, you probably remember this too, when Sue Bierman, the late Sue Bierman, was on the Board of Supervisors, and somebody came in, some city official came in and said, no, well, we can't let the homeless people drink alcohol. We can't do this. We can do that. And she said, you know, when I come home after these Board of Supervisors meetings, you better believe I have a drink of bourbon. And if this is where they live on the streets, why can't they be just like the rest of us?
She was very wonderful that way. And here's to you, Sue. I'm giving you a nice toast up there in heaven and political heaven, and hope to join you for a bourbon. Not too soon.
Not too soon. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show.
Cheers.
We will be back next week.